Hello, everyone. Good evening and welcome back to Book Buzz Hollywood, where we bring you the latest and greatest in the world of books. I'm your host, Nick, and today we have a very special guest, Rosemary McNeil. We'll be discussing her book, No Lipstick for Me. Rosemary, hi. Thank you so much for coming on.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for having me.
No, of course. Our pleasure. If possible, can you please just start off by telling me a little bit about yourself?
Well, let's see. I live upstate in the Mid-Hudson Valley with my husband. I've been married for about 22 years. And we have 10 grandchildren, which keep us busy. And we just love it up here. My daughter recently moved to Florida, so I wasn't too thrilled about that. But she needed to find her place. And that's pretty much it. My husband used to be an iron worker, so he built a lot of the bridges up here. And I worked as an office manager for a medical facility. And I've been retired for several years, but I'm enjoying retirement, so that's okay.
That's awesome. You know? Yeah, so much going on there.
There is, yeah. We have a big family, so there's always something going on.
Yeah. You said you have 10 grandkids. How many kids do you have?
Well, I have 4 children, and we also just had a great grandchild born. So we had him to our collection. Yeah. It's good. It's good.
Can you tell us what inspired you to write No Lipstick for Me and maybe share your personal story with the world?
Sure. I always liked writing, first of all. I used to write a lot of projects in high school. I was the first one to volunteer to write a story, make up a story. So I enjoyed writing to begin with. And then I thought, you know, when you're retired, you don't have that much to do. I had a lot of time on my hands. And I wanted to get my story out mainly so my children could truly understand what was going on, you know, while they were being raised, what I was confronted with. I wanted them to know, and I wanted to share my story so that other women, and men as well, not just women, can stand up for themselves and not feel that they have to be abused. So that was the main reason for writing the story.
That was very powerful.
Yeah.
Did you find it a challenging topic to tackle, trying to find out relatability, but also be talking from your own personal experience?
Yeah, well, it was difficult to go back into the past. It was very painful. But I took my time. I wasn't in a rush. And the timetable was a little difficult, finding, you know, trying to remember what happened before what, you know, to get it chronologically in the right place, the events. But it was very challenging. And I tried to, you know, make it as an easy read. I didn't want to bore anyone. You know, sometimes this stuff can get boring. So I made it pretty much short and sweet. You can read it in an hour and a half. You're done. It's the whole story. Easy read. Yeah, it's an easy read.
Yeah, but even in that hour and a half read, right, your book touches on themes of resilience and kind of just overcoming adversity. So can you just share like the challenges you faced and like how you found the strength to navigate through difficult times?
I think, well, I had, you know, a big family, but a lot of people didn't really know everything that was going on, you know, in my marriage. And I know my children really didn't know anything. And I just reached out to, you know, people that I knew I could trust. And they gave me the strength, family, friends, you know, those are the people that you would go to for, you know, for comfort. And yeah, and if you read, obviously, and you read other people's challenges, you think to yourself, well, I can do this. Look what they did. So it's not that bad. I can get through this. I'm strong. You know, and that was the real purpose of writing the book. I wanted women, men also, but I wanted women especially to realize that they don't have to settle for anything or anyone. It's their life and it's their choice. And that was the main, yeah. Yeah, because I was, you know, raised at a time when it was a different time. You know, everything was carefree, you know, and divorce was something that never happened, especially in Italian families. They just stayed in their marriage. They just figured, well, this is what we have to do. But it's not what you have to do. You don't have to settle for someone that doesn't treat you right.
As an author and protagonist of your own story, what do you hope that readers take away from this? It seems like you want people to kind of feel empowered and feel like they're not alone. Am I correct in that?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I hope to inspire women as well as men, because while I was dealing with abuse and trying to raise my four children, I struggled emotionally because I had to hold all that inside. I couldn't really show what I was feeling. And I fought back those negative feelings because I had children that I had to take care of. And I just feel that everyone deserves to be loved. And I'm just hoping that my readers can realize their own strengths and overcome their difficult situations in a positive way and realize that they are also loved. I don't want people to feel, if things go wrong, I don't want them to feel there is no hope. You know, I'm not worth anything. But that's not true, because you have to prioritize your own happiness and don't let anyone control you. That's my message, pretty much. Yeah.
And how has writing this book impacted your relationship with your past self and, I guess, your own sense of self and, you know, maybe even your you know, like your other relationships that you had in the past?
Well, I think that, you know, by getting my story out, I was relieved. You know, I can't speak for my children because I think they were too stunned and startled to read things that were very hard for them, you know, and that was one of the reasons why I kept telling myself, no, you don't want to tell your story. You know, it's too hurtful, always worrying what everybody else would think. And I finally came to the point where I said, well, this is something that I have to do. And my children, I know that they struggled reading things that they did not know were going on. So, you know, it's a very difficult topic. No one wants to talk about it. It's been hush hush. This book has been out for over a year and nobody, and I mean nobody, will bring it up. I found a way to shut everybody up pretty much, because nobody wants to, nobody. It's amazing. It's really amazing. Nobody wants to talk about it because it's such a, what am I looking for? It's such a hot topic, you know, when a man is, you know, goes astray and starts a whole nother life and does all these things right under your nose. You know, and everybody knew what was going. Everybody knew except me. Well, the kids didn't know, but everybody knew except me. I was the, you know, Susie homemaker taking care of my family. I was oblivious. I was oblivious to what was going on. And then finally, when other people realized what was happening, there were a few people that came up to me and said, everybody knows, you know, what your husband is doing. And it was like, wow, what do you do with that? You know, it's a very, very difficult situation. And I know it's been hard on my children. And I do understand, but I felt they needed to know. They needed to know what I was going through, because there were probably times when I didn't handle things properly because I had no patience, you know. So that was kind of a way for maybe to get forgiveness from my children also, for me not always being, you know, the perfect mother for them.
Yeah.
That's pretty much the way I felt about it. I just felt that they needed to know, especially.
Yeah, and I feel like it's interesting how you're talking about how, you know, it's kind of a hot topic and a lot of people want to express that, you know, or at least like or discuss it openly. So, you know, what advice would you give to other survivors of abuse who may be hesitant to share their stories?
Well, I think it's very rewarding to share your story. And I think it's almost like you're cleansing yourself. And at the same time, you're sharing your life story, whether it be good or bad. It's the truth. And people will, especially people that you're close to, they will understand. You know, they're not going to have a problem. And my children really believe me. Unfortunately, they don't believe the other person, but they believe I would not make up a story. It's too fabricated. I would never make up a story like that and say that's my autobiography if it wasn't true. What would I hope to gain out of that? You know? So, yeah, you know, I don't know. I just feel that I want to inspire other people that are, and I'm sure there's a lot of people that are in my situation or were in my situation, you know, and I want them to realize it wasn't their fault. They didn't do anything wrong. They were just thrown into a bad relationship. And women, I mean, where do you go with your children? Where was I going to go? Where should I go? It didn't matter if I had one or 20. Where was I going? You know, I mean, right out of high school, there was nowhere for me to go. You know, and I felt like deep down inside that I was like I did something horribly wrong because I was pregnant, you know, and I needed to tell myself, no, it's not you. You know, you have to make yourself realize that you're not the problem. It's the other people that gave you this miserable life. They're the ones with the problem. And that's what I want people to realize. All is not lost. You can get out of it somehow. You can find your way, find the strength, you know, to be the person that you were meant to be.
Wow, that's beautiful.
Yeah.
And so, speaking of influence and inspiration, and who do you find that, were there any particular authors that may have inspired your writing style or inspired you to actually, like, you know, come out and tell the story?
Well, there were a few. I think especially women authors. I think I can relate more to, unfortunately, that being partial. But you know, like Maya Angelou, and there were so many strong women in the world that needed the recognition for what they have accomplished. And I know women have come a long way, but I think we're really not there yet. You know, I don't think we're really, no, because I think, you know, I saw this on TV many years ago. There were three people applying for a job, and two were women and one was a man. And I knew the man was going to get the job, even though they were all highly qualified. I knew the man, and sure enough, he's the one that got the job. You know, women many years back were supposed to be just there to have children, you know, clean the house and have your children. But it should have never been that way, but that's the way it was. Yeah. You know, it goes back to the caveman, right?
Yeah, no, for sure.
It's just the way it's been. The man is, you know, stronger physically, right? So therefore he's the one that has to go to work, and the woman is the one that has to have the baby. So then she gets to take care of the baby. And that's just the way the world has been going for many years. But I think the pendulum is swinging in a little bit in a different direction now for women.
Oh, definitely. Definitely.
Yeah. Women are finally being heard, which I think is wonderful.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely. Positively. It's time.
Yeah. Wow. You know? I think it's going to continue going in this direction, which is, you know, it's going to be awesome to see what it comes from it, you know?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And also, I found that there were a lot of women that did a lot of things that were never recognized. And one day, maybe they'll you know, open that story. I'm sure that there are plenty of other women that did wonderful things and were never recognized as well. You know, it's just the way the world, it was a different time. And times are changing now, and women deserve equal, you know, equal rights with men against the man. If you're both qualified, why would the man get the job first? Which does happen. I've seen it happen. So it's time for women to speak up. That's why I wrote my book. I wanted women to realize you can do anything that you set your mind to. You have, if you have the determination, it's within you, then you can accomplish whatever you no matter how far-fetched your dreams might seem, you can make it a reality. You just have to be strong, and you have to love yourself, be true to yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So coming from this project, do you have any other future writing plans? Do you have any other stories or topics that you want to explore in your, you know, in a future work?
I might have something that I've been thinking about. Yeah, I don't know what exactly for sure, so I can't, you know, I can't say, but I was thinking about coming back with something. Yeah. Absolutely. And I have the time, so
yeah. You know? Do you think you could tell us a little bit about it? Like, not, you know, maybe everything, but just like what you're thinking about? Or
no, I really would rather not.
Okay, no worries.
I'm sorry.
No worries. I just had to fish.
I would rather not, because I'm not really sure.
Okay.
So I have a couple of ideas, you know. But, you know, like I said, the main purpose of this story was so that people could realize their own strengths and get out from wherever you are, get out from behind that rock and just go do it. Be strong. Don't listen to what anybody tells you. Be your own person. You know, my ex-husband thought I could never get out of that situation, but I proved him wrong. I waited for my children to be, you know, grown, and then that's when I made my move. They didn't need me anymore, so it was time. It was time for me.
No, I love that. That sacrifice and that resilience is seriously, it's amazing.
Everybody has it in them. Everybody does. You just have to dig deep. It's there.
Can you please provide some information on where we can get your book?
I know you can get it on Amazon, and I believe Barnes & Noble. And I know you can, it's also available in audiobooks. So it's out there. It's out there.
And it's also on Authors Press, I believe, right?
Yeah, so I'm sorry. Yes, it is at Authors Press. I think it's in their physical bookstore at Authors Press.
How has been your experience, you know, collaborating with Authors Press?
Oh, they're just wonderful. They're the greatest people to work with. They really are. They're so dedicated, and they're willing to help you at every stage of wherever you are. They will help you. They're right there to support you, which is very important, you know, because you're going through something unusual and you need help, you know, and they're right there to help you. So they're just a good bunch of people. I would recommend them.
That's great. I believe that's mainly all the questions that I had for you today. If do you have any last kind of comments or do you have anything you'd like to say to the people listening to you right now?
To the people listening, I just feel that the way things are today, the changing world, everything is constantly changing. You have to find your place. Even if you think, oh my God, what am I going to do? I have this problem. I have that problem. You can come out from under that. You're strong. Just dig deep inside. And just think of what you want to do, what you want to accomplish. And you can make all those things come true for yourself. You'd be surprised what you can do when you dig deep. Yeah. That's my advice to anyone, man or woman. It doesn't make any difference. Don't feel defeated. You know, be strong. Be kind, first of all. You have to be kind. And you have to be loving. And just be true. And just be true to yourself. That's all. That's pretty much the way I feel.
No, of course. And thank you so much for coming on. And you know, I know this is, it's not the easiest topic, but, you know, I really...
No. No, it's
yeah.
not.
I really appreciate you being open about, you know, discussing it. And, you know, it was lovely having you on.
Yes.
No Lipstick for Me, Rosemary McNeil, is a great, great book. You can find it on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and, of course, Authors Press. Rosie, thank you so much for coming on today.
Thank you so much for your time. Bye-bye.